This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. While most of the attention this session has been on the $600 million hole in the upcoming budget, earlier today the full Senate did their part to balance the current year's budget, which ends June 30th. They passed what's known as the Supplemental Appropriations Bill. But first, Senate Finance Chairman Eric LaFleur offered a surprise amendment.
The shortfall on the MFP, the supplemental MFP that was passed last year, that is taken care of. It came out of committee with the burden being borne by the public school system. This amendment would correct that.
The amendment added $7 million to the current year's MFP, basic funding for public schools. Where did they find the money?
It comes from the escrow funds that from the Attorney General's office. There was approximately $30 million in there. There was money being earned from settlement proceeds and a couple of other things that was kind of off record.
There had been mentions of a $29.7 million escrow account connected to the AG's office, and the Division of Administration has been digging for details. Senator Jim Fannin had questions.
We took seven, so the rest of it's still in escrow. So there's no other way, no other process by which we get that, or is it committed? Do we know that?
We're slowly finding out how it's all committed. I mean, again, this was money that we didn't know about, and so we're trying to provide an accounting for it. We know a portion of this is available. Some of the proceeds are dedicated to other items, and hopefully we'll know more between now and next week what it's all available for.
$7 million, the same amount the AG snagged from the BP settlement. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.